This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. We've got ourselves an anniversary today, the one-month anniversary of the one-month anniversary of those automatic across-the-board federal budget cuts that Congress and the president let kick in. There had been dire warnings of uninspected meat, unsafe airline flights, and worker furloughs. But here's the thing. It hasn't happened. Okay, Washington, what's going on? Marketplace's Scott Tong checks it out for us.
On the eve of sequestration, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood warned of air travel calamity, that we would have fewer air traffic controllers watching the skies. We have a 30-day window, he said. That window closes today. Reality?
I think the control tower at JFK in New York is quite safe.
Aviation analyst Richard Abulafia says the sequester has sliced just a few regional air markets.
I don't think you're going to see any kind of meaningful cutback that really affects the entire system. What you will see is a bit of pain here and there.
The Agriculture Secretary, Tom Vilsack, warned pre-sequestration there will be disruption in food inspection due to furloughed inspectors. Then Congress came up with the cash to undisrupt things. Jack Pitney is a political scientist at Claremont McKenna College.
It's about as surprising as the fact that Monday follows Sunday. Whenever there are cuts looming, the bureaucracy will trot out a parade of horribles.
Now, he says, the Obama administration has lost budget credibility. There's now a crying wolf perception. The thing is, defense analyst Byron Callen at Capital Alpha Partners says many cuts do hurt. They just take time to bite. Already, two defense contractors have downgraded their sales projections due to Pentagon cuts.
And we continue to see these consolidation efforts, layoff announcements come out of defense contractors as they kind of reposition and resize as well.
The point is not that the sky didn't fall. It's that the clouds arrived and the rain comes later. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.